episode 126. I'm Possible. Now go crush it.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. Oh my goodness, guess what this weekend is? It is a blessed weekend. It is Mother's Day weekend. And if you are listening to this later, I'm actually recording this May of 2015. So whenever you hear this recording, you know at least the time and the date that it was recorded. It gives me absolutely great pleasure and honor to highlight a woman who is so deserving. In fact, we're actually going to have her on here. We'll be able to chat with each other, but not today. Really what I wanted to do was just kind of highlight a message that she brought to her graduating class in North Platte, Nebraska, from North Platte Community College. And she's such an inspiration to me, a very, very dear friend, Amy. And Amy, this is dedicated to you. Now, if you're saying, what's going on here, Christiane? This isn't normal. No, it's not normal. It's Mother's Day, right? It's Mother's Day weekend. And we need to celebrate moms, okay? It's so important. We don't celebrate our time enough. Because you know what? Every day is Mother's Day. It truly is. But there are some times that we need to really recognize some amazing and astounding accomplishments that you guys make. And I think it's very, very important. So today, it's all about I'm Possible. Now, if you look at I'm Possible and you take out that apostrophe, what do you read? Impossible. Well, Amy, she started her college career 18 years ago. And what I want to do is, I'm not going to tell her whole story because she is going to actually come on here and we're going to chat. We're going to talk to her. She's going to tell you some great things. We'll probably have multiple episodes because we can chat forever. She's a true dear friend. And so I want you to read what they wrote about her. Amy was selected as a North Platte Community College 2015 spring commencement speaker through an all-campus competition. She enrolled at North Platte Community College in the fall of 2013 in an attempt to start a new chapter in her life. Prior to college, Taff weighed 600 pounds and suffered from horrible social anxiety. Quote, I hated being in crowds and never left the house because I hurt physically and emotionally. One day, I decided it was time to quit hiding from my future while I was still young enough to have one. Amy is now a changed woman. She has dropped 260 pounds and gained a confidence she never thought possible. Her name consistently appears on either the dean's list or the president's list. She is involved in peer tutoring, choir, Phi Theta Kappa, and drama club, of which the latter two, she is the club president and has been in four North Platte Community College theater productions. Amy received both a School Spirit Award and a faculty scholarship while at the college and is currently the academic advisor for the Lady Knights softball team. Her goal is to be a special education teacher. She will receive an Associate of Science and Associate of General Studies degree today. Then will take classes through Chadron State College on her way, earning her K through 12 teaching certificate. Amy was recently awarded a 2-year PTK scholarship, which essentially is going to cover her remaining tuition cost at Chadron. Amy and her husband live in North Platte, and they have a beautiful daughter, Brianna, who's 15, and a foster son, Billy, who's 19. Oh my gosh, to know where this woman came from. She started out going to college 18 years ago, but you know what happened? Life happened. And sometimes I think when life happens, we look at the word impossible and we live it out. We look at it saying, this is impossible and I'm not going to be able to do this. She did live that for many years. She continued to put on weight. As I read here, she actually weighed over 600 pounds. How crazy is that? Now, I'm telling you just a brief part of her story. But what really happened with her is when she decided, she said, you know what? I'm tired of hiding from my future. Did you hear that? And so impossible became I'm possible. And when she did her commencement speech today, oh my gosh, I had nothing but rolling tears of joy just flowing down my face. She warms my heart, warms my spirit, and just gives me this tingling sensation and a sensation of just awe to know her and what she's done with her life and for others. She's always been a service-oriented gal. And in that, she said, you know what? Not only am I possible, I'm possible. But she told all the students that she goes, now go crush it. And I love that. You know, that's a message that can be heard all over. And as moms, sometimes we see the word as impossible. And we focus on that. And we think we can't do it. We've buried dreams before. We put them on the back burners because why? We've had a child or two or three or four. Or life happens. I've had a divorce. Oh my gosh, I had a major breakup and I had a child out of wedlock. And then on top of that, I got married and then divorced again. And now I'm a single mom of five. I don't know where you fit into the story. Maybe you're living right now a Cinderella story as a mom, like Amy is now. But you know what? Amy wasn't living that. She has worked very hard and very diligently because she saw that word impossible. And she says, I'm no longer letting it control me. I am going to make it. I'm possible. And I'm going to crush it. And you know what? She did just that. She is such an inspiration. And Amy, I know you're listening. And I've got to tell you, girl, I love you so very much. You are a precious, precious gem. And I cannot wait to have you on so we can chat because I know everyone who's listening will benefit from so much that you have to share. You know, moms, as you go out and as you go through your weekend and you're wondering, what about me? Have I been living this impossible dream? Have I been looking at my life that my life is impossible? Do I think that I'll never get my impossible car? That my career is just, well, it's impossible to reach the heights that I want to go. Where are you using the word impossible? Because I want you to take it and I want you to tear it up and I want you to write, I'm possible. I'm possible. Look at it differently. Phrase it differently. Take out your dreams that you've buried. Go to your joy jar and say, oh, I remember that. That really brought me joy. Maybe I need to look at that. I love my creative spirit. I need to reach into there a little more often. You see, there's something about loving yourself and becoming I'm possible that it just exudes from you and it becomes contagious to anyone and everyone around you. Isn't it awesome to be a mom that says, I'm possible to your children? To be a wife that says, I'm possible to my husband? To be a grandma that says, you know what? I'm doubly possible. And look at all my grandchildren watching me. Yeah, that's a life worth living. You know, we take things sometimes, and the way we see them, it's all perspective. I'm asking you today to take a different perspective on the word impossible. And I want you to tell yourself I'm possible. I want you to go and I want you to soar on wings. I do. I want you to fly high like the eagles above the sky. I want you to go to those mountaintops and I want you to be on the very tippy tip. And I want you to look down. I want you to see all of the splendor around you. Lead with gratitude. And know that I'm possible because you are. Believe in yourself. Start saying, I'm taking the torch now, Christiane. I'm carrying this because guess what? I'm ready to crush it. That's what Amy said. She said, I'm possible. Now go crush it. What an awesome message. And one that I hope that you will take to heart, that you will just go and flourish with. And I want you to really, really think about it. Okay? Because I don't want you to be your own stumbling block. Remember, you control you. That's the only thing you can control. But the hard thing is when you are your own stumbling block, that's what gets you. It's time to say, you know what? I got this. I'm possible. I need to love who I am. I need to start looking in that mirror and saying, I mean something. I matter, because you matter. You do matter. It's time to be present. It's time to be incredible. You are here to train for life. And we're not talking about exercising the body. We're talking about everything, right? Mind, body, and spirit. The Trinity lifestyle. Go out and be I'm possible and go crush it. All right. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Guess what? Happy Mother's Day. I'm so excited. And Amy, I love you very much. And I promise you, we will chat soon. Okay. Can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.